Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and this is your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the U.S. Chamber. Donald Trump's rush to rewrite the nation's healthcare laws, his disdain of lobbyists, and desire to change D.C. reminds us of someone else, Barack Obama. Republicans are frustrated with Trump's urgency to replace the healthcare law, and they're urging patience. Jen Habercorn has a great story up about how Trump's impatience is challenging Hill Republicans. But by and large, Republicans seem happy with the next president. He's put some serious space between himself and business, he's admitted Russia probably tried to influence the election system, and vowed to donate any profits from foreign countries to the federal treasury. A pretty good press conference in New York yesterday. Last night, the Senate started the process of repealing Obamacare. The House goes next on Friday. We expect the law to be repealed by February and replaced by March at the absolute earliest. Confirmation hearings today include Mike Pompeo at the CIA, Jim Mattis for the Pentagon, and Ben Carson for HUD. We have a full rundown of what they'll say in playbook. Marco Rubio looks to be the man who controls Rex Tillerson's future. He grilled the Secretary of State nominee yesterday, and if Tillerson's going to pass muster with the committee, Rubio must get on board. He did support Donald Trump in the end. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.